the greatest story ever told. This afternoon, we present The Betrayal and the Crucifixion, the first of two Easter season dramas based on events in the greatest life ever lived. Our scene, Jerusalem. Great city standing proudly upon the crest of a mountain, and crowded this day with worshippers from all parts of Judea and Galilee who have come to pray at the temple and to celebrate the Passover. But by the city gates, the crowd is greatest, for many have come to see the entry of one of whom they have heard strange and wondrous tales. And now, someone spies him as he rides toward the city gate upon the back of a donkey, and a great cry goes up. And from the cheering crowd suddenly are produced palm branches, and they are strewn in his path. Yet there are many who watch not from the streets, but from the high and secluded terraces and parapets of stately buildings and palaces. From one terrace watches a man named Joseph, who is of the place called Arimathea, and beside him stands his wife.
Joseph, how they crowd round him and strew his path with palm leaves and flowers.
Yes, my dear. It's an amazing thing to behold.
They must love him so.
They do. And yet, it's been truly said that no one can be loved by some without stirring jealousy in the hearts of others.
What a vain thing to say at such a time.
My dear, there will be those who will watch and ponder about this thing we see below us now. Yes, there will be those.
And upon the parapet of another princely palace stand two men, one named Caiaphas, and another named Annas, priest both of them, and both men concerned by the spectacle they witness.
Well, Annas, do you see? Do you hear? Palm leaves and hosannas.
Yes, Caiaphas, but it will pass.
Will it? Have you ever seen such a reception for anyone in your lifetime?
No.
So something must be done.
Done? What? Why?
Fool! He has captured the people! If they follow him, what becomes of us? What is a high priest without followers?
True, but what can we do, Caiaphas?
Well, something must be done. Look at them. Listen to them. Well, this will change. It must change. And I think I know how.
Your name is Judas. Tell me, how long have you known him?
Why, it doesn't matter.
Don't tremble so, Judas. You're safe here. No one will ever know it was you. Now tell me how long.
If you persist in asking questions, Caiaphas, I won't do it. I'll leave.
Well, I suppose one shouldn't look for noble qualities in an informer.
You shouldn't have said that.
No, no, no. Don't go. It was a badly chosen word. Now then, where will we find him?
The garden. Gethsemane. Late at night. But all his disciples will be there.
Then how will we know which one is he?
I've thought about that, too. It must be done in a manner that won't give me away.
And that would be?
The kiss of greeting. What could be more usual?
Then the one you kiss, we take.
Yes, sir.
Very good. We'll be there. Now, how much?
I don't know.
I asked how much.
I don't have time to bargain. I have to get back and join the others for the feast.
Well, then, is 30 pieces fair?
I don't know.
What do you usually get?
Now, see here.
Yes?
All right. 30.
I was prepared for that. You'll find the 30 pieces in this pouch. Now, Judas, get on to your feast. Peter, did you notice?
What, John? You mean how calm and peaceful the master seems?
And look at Judas.
The last to enter. He glances about as though he were afraid of something.
The master is the one who should be afraid. His hour is coming as he foretold it to us, yet he's said nothing. He's done nothing.
Wait, Peter. He's reaching for a basin.
Master, here. Here's the basin and a pitcher of water. If you desire to wash, Lord, allow me to help.
Peter, look.
Master. Master, no. You kneeling at my feet. Oh, no, it cannot be. I should kneel at your feet. Master, you wash my feet. It's I who should wash yours.
What I do, you know not. But you shall know hereafter.
Please, Lord. You shall never wash the feet of one so undeserving as I.
If I wash you not, you have no part of me.
Then, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
Has anyone ever shown greater humility?
Now he's beginning to wash the feet of the others also.
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than the master.
It is somehow the beginning of the end, John.
Yes. As though the washing of our feet were the first step toward what will end as he prophesied to us only 2 short days ago.
If he would say a word or give a sign, I'd offer my life in his place. I would.
No one can offer his life in place of the master.
Look, he's saying a prayer over the bread now.
And he breaks it into little pieces.
Do you see how many pieces?
9, 10, 11, 12.
Means one for each of us. Come, we must pass them down the table to the others.
This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
But Master...
Eat, Peter. The chalice of wine, Master, is that what you reach for?
I'll fill it, Master.
He's blessed it, Peter. Now take it. Pass it for each man to drink.
Yes, John.
This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me.
Master, is it I, Lord?
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 He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall he betray me.
Master, is it I?
Thou hast said. That which you do, do quickly.
I'm going to stop him, John.
If the master had wanted him stopped, wouldn't he have said so?
But you heard it just as I did. What's the matter with all of you? Will you let that traitor go? Will you let him betray the master? Well, I won't. If it costs me my life, I'm going after Judas. I'll stop him. It seems I'm the only one who's brave enough.
Wait, Peter. The master would speak to us.
You will all be offended this night because of me.
No, master. Not I.
For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.
No, master, no. If the others be offended because of you, I will not. Oh, no, not Simon Peter. I'd go to prison with you. I'd even go to death with you. Believe me, master.
I say unto you, this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times.
No, Lord. If I should die with you, I would still not deny you. Not in any way. Not in any way. Have we been here in this Garden of Gethsemane, John?
It's one of his favorite places.
Look, the way he kneels off there, all by himself. To know the fate that's facing him and yet not try to escape it.
He wouldn't be the one we think he is if he were to try to escape.
But to die in that way, surely he must know what suffering that means. What a bitter cup it is to drink.
Why he prays, as he does now.
Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Simon, sleepest thou?
What? Master. Oh, Master, forgive me. I had fallen asleep.
Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Oh, Master, forgive me. John. What? James. Wake. Wake up, all of you.
Peter, what happened? Was I asleep, Peter?
We were all asleep.
Rise. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me.
Where, Master? I don't see anyone or hear any. Wait. John, do you hear? Marching men. Torches. The clank of armor. Soldiers. Master, there may still be time to save yourself. Come with us.
He won't move, Peter.
Then I shall protect him. I have my sword.
Peter, can you see? Can you make out any faces in the flickering torchlight?
Soldiers, as I thought.
Yes. That one there. He wears no uniform.
Look. He comes toward us now. Judas.
Go on. Which one is he?
Friend, wherefore are you come?
Hail, Master. I greet you with a kiss.
The one he kissed, he's that one!
Wait! First man to touch him will feel the cut of his sword!
Oh, oh.
Peter, put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword.
But, Master, shall I stand by helpless? Is there nothing I can do?
The one that threw this kiss around him! Lead him off!
Master! Master!
You there! What are you doing here at the palace of Caiaphas at this hour of the night?
Am I not allowed here? Is this so secret?
I'm the sentry on duty here. It's my business to ask who you are.
I'm a poor man who's come in out of the cold of the night air.
Oh, then you can draw up a little closer to the fire.
Thank you. What goes on in there?
Trial.
Who's being tried?
That one they call the Master.
What do they say about him?
Mostly they talk about blasphemy.
He's never blasphemed.
Oh, no? How do you know so much about him? Are you one of his followers, perhaps?
Why, no, I don't even know him.
Then you'd be wise to be quiet.
Yes, sir. Look, the door is opening.
You there, woman. Well, what's going on in there now?
They've just begun to question the Master himself.
What did they say to him? What did he answer?
Are you a friend of his? I think I've seen you with him, haven't I?
Me? No, woman, I don't even know him. That sound?
First sound of morning. What are you so alarmed about, friend?
Nothing. There's nothing to be alarmed about. I wonder how it's going in there. I wonder.
I can find out by opening the door. But be quiet, both of you. Caiaphas is questioning him now.
Why don't you answer the witnesses? What are the things they've said against you? I adjure you by the living God to tell us. Are you the Christ? The Son of God?
Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
Did you hear that? Yeah, we need no more witnesses. You've all heard his blasphemy. He's guilty.
Listen. Did you hear? Guilty. They say guilty.
Away from that door. I told you to be quiet. Don't you know you could have got me into trouble shouting that way? They might have heard you. And
I don't care. They said he was guilty. Guilty.
Yes, we heard. But why are you so concerned?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's something strange about you. You must know him. You must be a friend of his.
If you are, they'll be wanting you inside, too.
No.
Now that he's guilty.
No, wait. I don't know what you're talking about. Either of you. Leave me alone. I don't know him. I never did know him. There. You see? You forced me to say it. He said I would. You forced me to. You did. You did.
What's the matter with that man?
He ran off, crying. A big grown man crying. I don't understand. But the one inside, what will they do with him?
Do with him? He'll be on his way to Pontius Pilate now.
Why have you wakened me so early?
If it wasn't important, Pilate, I wouldn't have had you roused.
Perhaps it's just as well. There was no sleep for me anyhow. My wife moaning and tossing from a bad dream.
Well, now, what do you want? There is a man here upon whom the sentence of death must be passed.
Death? What's he done?
Blasphemed.
Blasphemed? Well, then, it's no affair of mine.
Even if he claims to be king here...
There's only one king. Caesar is his name. Oh, this may be serious. We'll have him in. We'll find out about this. Sentry, bring the prisoner in.
In here.
Well, now, tell me, are you king here? Well?
My kingdom is not of this world.
Indeed. One who talks of kingdoms could claim to be a king, after all. Well, do you?
Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth.
Witness unto the truth? What is truth? Why don't you answer me? Don't you know that I have the power to have you crucified?
You could have no power at all against me, except it was given you from above.
Indeed. Sentry, take him out of here.
This way, King.
Strange. Strange man. And what is your decision about him, this pretender to thrones? He talked of his kingdom.
Pilate? Yes.
Claudia, what are you doing here?
Pilate, I heard you talk to him.
Please, my dear, this is no matter for you to worry about.
Have nothing to do with that just man. I have dreamed about him. My dreams trouble me. Trouble me.
So that's why you tossed and moaned so in your sleep. Pilate, this is no time for concern with dreams. This is a time for realities. What are you going to do about him?
Pilate, please, have nothing to do with him.
Remember, Pilate, word of this will reach Rome. I see no fault in him. Yet, word of a king reaching Rome. Wait,
I know.
There's a way out. The custom to release one prisoner to the people at holiday time. I shall offer this man and one other. Let the crowd make the choice. But let it be taken out of my hands. Sentry, where are the prisoners?
Being brought out, Excellency.
The one who calls himself a king, was he scourged, as I ordered?
Yes, Excellency, and even more. Call himself a king, will he? Well, we made a king out of him. We gave him a robe and a crown, too. Play the king before Roman soldiers, will he?
Crown?
Of thorns, Excellency. And it fits pretty close around his head. Not the most comfortable crown in the world, eh?
Is that him now?
Yes, Excellency.
I didn't know him with that purple robe.
Purple fit for a king, eh, Excellency?
Bring him forth, and the other one too.
Barabbas?
Yes, both of them. Bring them here before the crowd.
Yes, Excellency.
Sentry, silence the crowd.
Silence! Silence! The representative of Rome wishes to be heard. In accordance with custom, I shall this day release to you one prisoner. Two men shall be presented to you. One shall go free, the other shall die. Sentry, present the two prisoners. Here are the two. This one is Barabbas, a robber. He has even killed. And this one is called Jesus of Nazareth. He claims to be king here. Well, now, which of these two prisoners shall I give you to be set free? Sentry, you've heard the choice. Turn Barabbas free.
And this one, Excellency?
And this one...
carry his own cross to Calvary.
Yes, sir.
And one thing more. Bring me a pitcher of water.
Yes, Excellency. A pitcher of water for His Excellency. Yes, sir.
I'll pour it over my hand.
I am innocent of the blood of this just man. Now, carry out the order.
Yes, Excellency.
Bring out the truant. Now, place it on his back. And now, send him on his way down the road to Calvary.
Between two thieves, John. Did I follow him all the way from Magdala to see this agony?
And in the sight of his mother.
If only we could comfort her.
How can anyone comfort her now that a sword has pierced her soul?
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen, I say to thee, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Woman, behold thy mother. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? I thirst. It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.